Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gaumond, and it's the Friday show. And, you know, there's a little thing going on in the air around here. It's a holiday weekend. It's the 4th of July on Monday. So everybody's feeling the holiday spirit and things and all that sort of energy. So I thought I'd talk about that today. That's why the celebration with spirit and what they had to say and your family and your ancestors and everything else we're doing. So it's about having some fun. Fun, 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 fun. Okay, so I have some articles about manifesting and using affirmations, and I think this is going to be a great one today about manifestations and affirmations, so I'm going to do that. It's from Pam Grout, great article, and I even came up with my own affirmation, which I'm going to share with you today. So, and, well, we'll get into the article in a few minutes, and I have 50 simple ways, so kind of mind-stimulating things, 50 ways to live life fully. So I thought, you know, it's a celebration. We're going to celebrate life. So it's an article I got from daringtolivefully.com. It's 50 little things that you can do to kind of live life fully and have some fun. Time to celebrate, isn't it? Yeah, it's holidays weekend. Don't you feel it? Like, it almost feels like 4th of July today. I don't know why. I'm just kind of into the weekend and love holidays. Don't you love holidays? Don't you love Christmas and Thanksgiving and all that fun stuff? At least I do. And it's a long story about my childhood, and we didn't get to celebrate all that good stuff as a kid. And so now, as I get older, I'm kind of like even more into it. It has a special meaning for me. I don't. If things are withheld from you as a child, like me, and as you get older, you kind of appreciate it even more. You know, it doesn't become like, oh, it's another birthday, it's another Christmas. No, it's exciting, it's fun, it's, wow, I get to celebrate it again. You know, another Thanksgiving, another whatever, another 4th of July. Appreciate them all. Any time and any opportunity to party, I'm there. So tomorrow night, I'm going to a musical event in here in Pasadena, California. It's a, we have concerts in the park, and this one is about the Dust Bowl revival. It's kind of a roots kind of music, so you're gonna enjoy that tomorrow night. And then Monday for 4th of July, we have a big 4th of July show at the Rose Bowl, if you know what the Rose Bowl is, where they have the football game, and then we have the parade next to it. And so we go, a friend of mine, go up to these big parking garages that we have in Pasadena because people like to come here. Tourists love to come here and hang out, right? So you go on the top of the garage and you watch the fireworks off in the distance, and it's kind of fun. Take your own, well, you can't drink alcohol, but you can take water and stuff and go and hang out and do it. Okay, so that's what I'm going to do. So what are you guys going to do for the 4th? Anything special, or are you going to sit there and watch television? I'm just playing with you a little bit. So we're going to get into some stuff. I'll take your calls. I do have a caller. But before I do the caller, a couple things. This is Canada Day. So I wished my friends in Canada a beautiful Canada Day. I don't know if anybody from Canada listens to the show, but as kind of a thought for them and as a gift for my friends in Canada, we're going to send you Donald Trump. It's my gift. You know, you can have him. We're going to send him to you. So those in Canada, you get Donald Trump as our kind of Canada Day blessing. Okay, a little tongue-in-cheek here. And, oh, let me do my affirmation, and then we're going to do that today. We're going to do affirmation. So if you have an affirmation, you can play off of mine, if the callers, and see what you have to say, see what you think, if I can find it. Oh, here it is. I wrote it here. Okay, so daily. This is from my daily affirmations, and going into the article, you do your affirmations about 15 times a day, and we'll get into the article. The results of doing this 15 times a day. So here's mine. I have a steady stream of money coming to me every day, which exceeds my daily needs and allows me to enjoy life and be financially independent. Let me read that again. So you guys can play off of this one and create your own very similar to this. And it might even have to do with your question. Ah. You know, because an affirmation is something, because it's based on the principle. Here's the principle. A thought becomes a belief. And a belief put in action becomes a reality. So the more you think about something and the more you put the thought out into the universe, it magnetizes the thought. And when you magnetize the thought and it becomes your belief, and then the universe responds and attracts it to you. I love the word, it magnetizes it. So if you continue to repeat an affirmation, and especially in meditation because it's really done in a deep place, the more you magnetize that thought, and the more you send it out into the universe, and bam, it comes back to you. Bam, it comes back to you. Okay? So, I have a steady stream of money coming to me every day, which exceeds my daily needs and allows me to enjoy life and be financially independent. So, that's my affirmation. So, I think I've said it about 5 times today so far. I got about 10 more to go. So, I've written it, I have printed it out, and I'm going to post it in different places, like on the mirror and stuff, so that I have another one too, but we won't get into my other one, so we'll leave that one alone. That's a little private one. Okay, this is more public. The other one's more private. Let me take a call you've been holding for a while. Hello?
Yes, hi, this is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne, how are you?
I'm doing good. I just want to see what you see for a job and boyfriend.
Okay, we got to work on your affirmation, though. We got to work on your job affirmation. What's your affirmation? Something you
I will get a job for the summer, and I will get a part-time job for the summer, and I will get a full-time teacher aide or teacher assistant position in September.
Okay. Now, well, let's change that just a little bit. And I'll give you a different – and I'm saying yes, it's absolutely positive you'll get something. So we're going to go with the psychic part of it says absolutely. Spirit says your great-grandmother on your father's side is saying we're working with you to get this to happen. Okay. But what the affirmation does is nothing more than magnetizes and pulls it to you quicker. It's going to happen.
Okay.
But it'll be so. Here's what I would say. Instead, I would say, I have a part-time summer job, and I have a full-time job. Finish the rest of that sentence for me. I will, because it has to be I have. Like I'm taking possession of it now.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Got it? Say it.
Did you walk home? He did. How was your woman? Sorry. How was your golf?
Okay. Keep going. Keep going. Come on. Work with me here.
Oh, sorry,
so I have. Oh, you're with some. Okay. So you want me to hang up? Okay.
Can I call you right back?
Yeah, you can call me back. Okay. All right. Okay. So if the client, the point from my caller here, it doesn't want to go away. Yeah, it went away. Yes, is I have. Doesn't that take possession of whatever it is? I'm really into I have instead of I want. I have. Okay, so any other callers? Let's get into what Spirit has to say. Now, for her, it was a great-grandmother on her mother's side. I keep getting mother's side for some of the other side, not father's side, mother's side, saying there's an alignment to get the job really soon. But here's the but part. By using your affirmations, by using that positive thinking, by using those energies that putting it out to the universe, you're attracting it even faster. You're magnetizing that thought, that action. And the universe is going, whoa, we got to send it to her now. We got to absolutely send it to her now. So let me change mine. Did I have to change mine? No, I have. So it's I have. Remember, when you do your affirmations, it should be I have. It like possesses it. It's now. It's yours. Okay. Let me go to do this because I can just do a few quotes. I guess we'll do a few quotes and then we'll go from there. Okay. And then we'll get back to you. Okay. Well, then we'll get back to callers and whoever wants to call in and whoever wants to talk to Spirit and whoever wants to celebrate life because we're celebrating life this weekend. And okay. So. Don't know if she's going to call back, but if she just listens to the show and she just gets to that point of, I have, whatever you're doing with your affirmations, I have, right? I have. It's like mine. It's a possession of. So I was going to do an Abraham quote, and we'll just kind of kick into that, and then we'll move into some other things. If I didn't lose my Abraham quotes for the day, what is today? The day is, oh, yeah. Okay, everything is valid and everything is truthful because the law of attraction lets everything be. The question is not whether it's right or wrong, whether it's their approach is right or wrong, or whether my approach is right or wrong. The question is, does their approach feel good to me? And if it doesn't, then I choose a different approach. So the law of attraction just lets everything sit out there, and it's just there, right? It attracts it, the thought. So, but the question is whether it's right or wrong. Now, somebody's approach or their thought patterns or their opinions or whatever it is it right or wrong? No. Or whether mine is right or wrong. The question is, does it feel good to you? Does it feel good to say I have a steady stream of income? Does it feel good? Does that feel good to have that? I have a steady stream of income. I have a great love coming into my life. Whatever you want to put out there. I have a great love in my life who is an amazing person, right? You could do that. What's your affirmations? Let's get back to you guys. What are your affirmations? What's going on with you? Are you celebrating? If you're calling in, what are you doing for the 4th that's really special and fun? Really? Anything different? I told you I'm going to a musical event tomorrow night. Planning on it. See, I put it out there. That way, kind of emphasize the fact that I really don't want to do it. I really want to do it, and I will do it. And take my little lounge chair and go hang out and have some fun. Okay, what am I doing now? Okay, let me get into Pam Grout's article. This is kind of basing the show on this a little bit. And so let me get into that. And then we'll get back to you and see if you have any questions, thoughts, or any affirmations. Okay. Dilbert, doing affirmations and discovering your passion. Life is a closet full of pull toys. Wait a minute. Life is a closet full of pull toys. Amy Puller. Okay. This is Pam's words, so we'll read through it. And I think it's really kind of apropos. This is kind of what kicked me into this whole thing today. Okay. So if you read E-Squared, which is her book, you might remember that I used affirmations to launch my freelance writing career. I even sent myself postcards reminding that I, Pam Grout, am a great writer. Notice that what she said. Let me go back. I, Pam Grout, have what it takes to sell New York editors. I, Pam Grout, am a great. Send it, say she, well, I will be someday. Maybe I'll become a great writer. She says, I am. Took possession of it, right? Took possession of being a great writer. I, Pam Grout, have what it takes. Have, not will be or someday. Took possession of it. I have what it takes to sell New York editors. Notice it's take possession of whatever you want. It's not that even I want to be. It's not, Pam didn't say, I want to sell to New York editors. She says, I have what it takes. I have the ability to do that. So I am so thrilled to discover there's another writer out there who used affirmations to kick off his career. Scott Adams, the creator of the comic strip Dilbert, credits writing 15 affirmations a day. Now, he wrote, I, Scott Adams, will be a famous cartoonist. He could have put, I am Scott Adams, the famous cartoonist. He could have wrote it a little differently, but it worked. So we'll just leave it at what worked for him. Doing affirmations started as a lark. At the time, I was taking hypnosis class. One of his classmates mentioned that my affirming what you want will draw that very thing into your life. He didn't buy it at first, but figured, what can it hurt? It's worth an experiment. Now, doing it in hypnosis, you can do it in meditation. If you're in a meditative state, your mind is in a calmer place and you're not running around like a crazy person in your head, affirmations even have more of an effect. You're working from a different brainwave. You're working from a delta wave and a theta wave, if really deep. And you're doing your affirmations from that, and it has more clear tension to the universe. It's like this clear energy going out to the universe. The magnet's even clearer versus doing in your normal day-to-day beta state, which means that you're cluttering your affirmation with other things that are going on in your brain. So it's good to do these in meditative state. Finish that thought. Okay. So here we go. Fact of the article. I'm editorializing as I go through here. Hope you don't mind. He started by getting a date with a girl who was clearly, at least in his mind, way out of his league. At the time, I was a 6, you know, 1 to 10, 10 being like, whoa, you know, 6 being kind of average, right? Maybe a 6.5. That's a little above average. But she was a 9. So she's like, whoa, model type, right? Close to model type. The odds of her going out with me were long indeed. But after several weeks of affirming just that, they ended up dating. What do you think about that? So you got some special person in your life, right? Affirmations, right? Do that 15 times a day. I'm going to be dating. I will be dating. I have this person, blah, 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 in my life, and we're dating. I have this person in my life, blah, 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 and we are dating. That's your affirmation. Or I will be dating. You could do the I will, but I like I have. Still not convinced, he decided to ask for investment tips. He wanted to play the stock market. Of course, it would have helped if he knew how to exactly buy stocks. But nevertheless, he woke up one night with startling clarity, heard buy Chrysler. He was wet behind the ears kid at the time and had no idea to actually make the purchase. But as he followed Chrysler, and this is during the Lee Iacocca days, that's back in the 70s, 80s, or whatever that was, he watched it shoot straight up, filling his investors' pockets with mucho dinero, or moolah, I like dinero, but moolah is what they say. Next, this time he was ready. So the first time was an experiment, said buy Chrysler. He sat on the sidelines, watched it go way up, and I'm sure he's kicking himself in the butt going, yeah, I should have bought a little bit of that, right? Okay, next, and this was, he was ready. He got a hit to invest in something called Ask ASK Computers. Sure enough, it quickly increased by 10, then 20%. Smugly, he sold it, happily pocketing the proceeds, only to hear that it soon doubled, then tripled in value. Yeah, good or bad, you know, that's kind of like, yeah, sometimes in investing, you have to set a target, because I've done this before in the past, and, you know, I did a lot of investment work with a company I work with, but you always set a target. What's my return? And then you sell. You don't get greedy, you sell. That's a little stock tip. You know, whatever you're investing in, if you plan on selling, unless you plan on holding it on to it forever, that's an idea, and pass it on to your kids or grandkids, whatever. So, but you set a target, let's say 10%, 15%, and, you know, fees and all that stuff. You set fairly high numbers so that, and as soon as you hit that number, you sell. Boom, done. You take your money and you do whatever you want with it. And watch it go back down again and then reinvest, whatever. I'm kind of an index stock person, so that's just a whole different story we won't get into. Next, he put his 15 affirmations to work on the GMAT test. He got a score of 77 the first time, which wasn't enough to get into UC Berkeley, his graduate school of choice. He decided he needed a 94. And if he had any hope of securing admissions to his dream school. I knew I wasn't really enough to get a 94, but I kept affirming and visualizing that number. I kept seeing a 94 peeking through this little window on the envelope, he says. Okay. But he retook the test, even though he knew 77 was probably all he was capable of. Several weeks passed before the envelope arrived in his mail slot. He turned it over, looked at the little window, and you guessed it, his score was 94. Affirmations. I am going to score. I have scored a 94 on whatever that exam is for his master's program. By this time, he began affirming, I, Scott Adams, am a famous cartoonist. He was an old pro at affirmations. The universe had little choice but to reward him with a popular comic strip that, last count, was syndicated in 2,000 newspapers around the world. Wow, that's a lot of newspapers, right? So that's his affirmation. I, Scott Adams. And you could put your name in there. I, blah, 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 have a beautiful new job. Right? Doing what I love to do. You could do that. I have a beautiful new job doing what I love to do. That's your affirmation. The universe said, "Locate." We finished that. As for me, I am presently affirming it, that all of you will have a very best 4th of July in your life. So what's your affirmation? So let's have some fun. I'm going to get back to the callers. So the messages of spirit would be the same thing, wouldn't they? Yeah, would be the affirmation. Affirm what you want. Put it out there. Okay, I have a couple of callers. I think my friend called back. Hello.
Yes, hi. Thanks so much for taking my son just came in, so I had to talk to him. Thanks.
Oh, of course.
It's Suzanne.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
Yeah.
It's a son.
Yeah, I just wanted, so I'm saying those informations. I will have a part-time job in this summer, and I will have a full-time job in this.
No, I have, dear. Go back to how I have.
I have a part-time job in the summer, and I have a teacher assistant or teacher aide full-time job in September.
Done. Done deal. Say it a lot to yourself. I mean, write it down, put it up there. That's the affirmation for you, but it is a done deal. All you do is magnetizing the word so it comes quicker.
When do you see me getting an interview for the one in September?
August. First part of August.
When do you see me getting an interview for the one for the summer?
Now.
Okay.
No, I mean right
yeah,
after
I
the 4th.
Yeah, apply to a
right
supermarket.
After the, right, right after the 4th. Yeah, right after the 4th. Okay?
Well, now,
you
real quick. There's a gentleman that he's like he's interested. He's supposed to have a date tomorrow. Do you see that going good in dating him?
Oh, wow. I'll be patient with him. Be patient with him. That's what I hear. Be patient with him. Okay? Be patient. It means take your time. Slow down. Don't jump into anything. Just be patient because you got to build some trust there, okay? I don't know why I say that, but you got to build some trust.
Do you think he likes me and is going to see me tomorrow?
Yes. Will he like you? More than you probably want him to like you at first.
I mean,
okay?
I haven't heard from him all day. I don't know if he's going to cancel.
Yeah, you'll hear from him, but I get, for some reason, I get whoever you date, whoever this person, he's going to like you more than you want him to like you at first, okay? You gotta calm down, cool him down a little bit, okay?
Yeah. Cause, yeah.
You got me?
And,
you understand where I'm going for here? You know, you gotta let it go.
I do.
Mean, okay. So,
because I want it to last. You see, I want something to last.
Yeah, so just take your time, you know? Have an objective here, okay?
All right, and.
Okay, so go affirm the fact that you're gonna go on a beautiful date tomorrow. I'm going on a beautiful date tomorrow. I'm
going
to have a lot of fun. Yeah, I'm having fun with a perfect gentleman. Well, I don't know if he's a perfect gentleman, but he can be that way. Okay?
All right, thank you.
I guess this guy is a little bit of a rogue, but that's okay. That's good for you.
A little bit of a what?
A rogue, a little bit. You need a little fun in your life, don't you?
What's rogue, you said?
Yeah, a little playful, you know, a little sexual, a little kind of, you know, a little bit. Yeah. But that's good. Oh. You know, you can keep him in control. You know, women do a beautiful job of manipulating men, don't you?
Not really.
I'm teasing. You can do this, okay? But you need some excitement in your
11
life.
Years younger than me.
Woo, you're a cougar, huh, dear? Wow, how good for you.
No,
good.
I just.
I'm teasing. Would you just have fun, okay? Please, just have some fun.
And now there's
enjoy.
One more question. There's a widow. He's like 58. Do you see him liking me, or is it just a friend?
Yeah, he's boring. He's boring. That's what I get. He's boring. You don't want that. You want something more fun. You need to get out there and have some fun. You need to go dancing.
I don't know
okay?
if this guy likes to go dancing.
Don't worry about it. You'll go dancing. Okay? You'll go dancing.
Can I ask
Got
one
it.
More quick question about my
well,
son?
Well,
and
here,
that's it.
I have other callers. Okay? I really need to. That's probably
right.
it for the day. Okay? Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Now.
Thank you.
Bye. Yes, but affirmations. Okay, I got another callers, and we're going to have some more fun. We got the 50 simple ways to celebrate life. We'll see what you're – yeah, something's bugging me. People bug me all the time. But I love when people bug me. Don't you love when people bug me? Okay, so let me take a call. Ooh, yeah, I got a couple of calls. Cool. So we're doing affirmations. We're manifesting whatever you want in your life. We talked about manifesting. We've talked about all this stuff, so we'll get back into it. Let's see what's going on here. Oh, I got to get you. Here, come on. Open up. Here we go. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey,
who am I speaking to?
My name is Deborah.
Deborah, what's your concern, question, problem? What can your ancestors tell you today about your life?
Can I just get a message from the other side?
Male figure. I'm not getting this really, really like he's on either side of your family for some odd reason. I don't get that. I don't get family members so much. I get just a male figure, somebody in your past or somebody you knew maybe when you were young, but isn't necessarily in your family, but it's still watching over you. That's a strong energy here about that. I don't know who this is. It could be somebody you worked with. It could be somebody that you knew when you were younger.
Uh-huh.
But it's not a family member, okay?
Okay. All right.
Did you ever have, like, a person that you kind of had a crush on when you were young that passed?
Well, I heard he passed, but I'm not sure.
Well, that's what the energy kind of feels like. Okay, so what...
I did. I did, yeah.
So what's any specific area of your life you're concerned about? Anything?
Oh.
What do you want to know?
Oh, just a message. Any general messages?
Let us see what he has to say to you today. Okay, let me tune in really carefully here. Well, first of all, I see a rose being handed to you. Flower or rose. It feels more like a rose. It could be a bouquet. It's not just like a bouquet of roses, but there's a rose in it somewhere. Okay, there's some flowers being handed to you.
Okay.
It's really about you. He's just encouraging you to take the proper steps that you're already on. It feels like you're walking like a tightrope in your life. Is that right? Am I close to the energy? Because I see a tightrope. And he's saying, just be careful with your steps. You'll get through it. You'll get to the other end on this tightrope. But just take your steps carefully. It's like how they walk a tightrope and you have this bar that you hold out to kind of keep balance you, right?
Yes, yes.
He's your balancing bar. He's your balancing bar. He'll help you balance on your tightrope to make it to the other side. Okay?
Okay.
That's beautiful. Okay. I like that. I see you crossing this tightrope. Whatever's going on in your life, you'll get to the other side. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
And there's going to be a little bit of a celebration on the other side. Okay?
I hope so. I'm ready to partake. Okay.
Yeah, you will. You will celebrate. I see him high-fiving you or whatever you do or the power or whatever, the knuckle thing, boom, boom, power thing.
Right.
Power.
Right.
I see him doing that to you. No, this man, he loved you, didn't he?
I think he did. I'm not really sure.
He loved you. That's what he's saying.
I surely had a crush on him. I had a big crush.
No, he loved you. But I think the love came later, too. The love came later. After the seeing you from the non-physical side. Okay? There's a love and there's an appreciation. And it's like a missed opportunity.
Well, no, he was too old for me. Goodness.
Well, now he's not. Now he's not.
But I thought he was a great father figure, and I had a little, had a little girl crush on him.
Oh, yeah. And love is a big thing. So it's like, yeah, it's a love. And the love came later. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
So he's still like a father figure. That's why he's the guiding influence into your life still. Ask him. Talk to him. Tell him what's going on. Okay?
Yeah. What if I meet him in real life and realize that he ain't the guy?
Now, this is important to remember, too, because sometimes we connect with people even if they're alive. because we have this ability psychically to connect with people, and they connect with us. We still uh-huh. connect on a different plane of energy versus just the non-physical. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's still gotcha. In here. He still loves you, regardless. Okay? Okay?
Right.
Whether it's gotcha. Dead or alive, his energy's around you all the time.
Okay. All right.
In a sense, he's dead to you, though. In a physical form, he's dead to you.
Yes, I've not seen him in years and years.
Yeah.
I think the last time I see him, I was in high school, and then that was it. But it, you know, it's just, you know, I don't know. But it wasn't
just
nothing. It wasn't
okay.
nothing.
You,
it was just, you know, hi, how you doing, and goodbye.
You talk
huh?
to him. You talk to him, and he'll be a guiding influence in your life. Okay.
Okay. Got you.
Okay.
All right.
And you'll get you absolutely will get messages. You got it?
All right, got it.
Okay, all got right. it? Take
got
care.
It. I got it. I got it.
Okay. Bye now.
All right. Thank you. God bless.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye now. That was an interesting energy because I usually get, like, you know, male figure, you know, father's side, mother's side, but there was no side of the family there. It was absolutely nothing to do with family. It was just a male figure, somebody she had a crush on. That's cute. How sweet is that, huh? How great is that, whether he's dead or alive. I kind of feel he's in the non-physical world. But that's all right. There was an accident. It was an accident. I get an accident. So let's see if I'm correct on that one. She can look and Google him, Google his name, and see what happened. See what happened to him. And let's see if I'm right. You get back to me. Now, if you're still there, you're still listening. So Google him, see what happened to him, and look, kind of do a little research and see if he's still, what happened to him. And I say accident. Let's see if I'm right. I'd like to be right. No, it doesn't matter. The important thing is that she's getting guidance. She's going to get through that tightrope of life. Okay? That's the important thing, regardless of where he's at. Physical or non-physical. Let me take another call. We're having fun. So I don't know if there's an affirmation there for her or not. Well, I would say her affirmation for the day, you might want to think about this. I am getting through all the difficulties in my life quickly, and I have all the support I need to get past them or through them. I am getting through all the difficulties in my life, and it will be complete. I will be finished completely, or something like that. So something like that. It's kind of an affirmation of, I am quickly getting through all the difficulties in my life, and I see a beautiful future for myself. That's a good one. Use that one. Try that one. You got it? I am getting through the difficulties in my life, and I have a beautiful future. I have a beautiful future for myself. Okay, something like that. Close to that. Use that. Try that. Write that down, and if you need to listen to the show, it's about, we're about 23 minutes into the show. 33 minutes, yeah, into the show. Okay. Let me take another call. I'm going to give people affirmations today. If the thing ever works, I can do it. Hello.
Hi.
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 And who am I speaking
you?
To? I'm fine. Who am I speaking to?
My name
do you have
is
a name?
Paul.
Who?
Faithful.
Okay. It's a little garbled, but go ahead. What's going on in your life today? Are you having a fun 4th of July, or are you going to have some fun? Do you have anything fun planned?
Maybe.
Maybe. No. We don't do maybes. We do yes, I am. I'm going to have a beautiful day. Yes. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to celebrate with a lot of people that I like.
Well, I know tomorrow
okay.
I got invited to a party. So,
well, go for it. You're gonna have fun.
Yep.
You're gonna have fun.
But I was
overindulge in anything you like to indulge in. That's your message. Don't overindulge in anything you like to indulge in, whatever that might be. Okay.
Okay.
You must stay clear-headed because you have a purpose in life that you need to stay clear-headed to do. Aha.
Yeah.
Okay, got it?
Yeah, I was going to ask.
What's on your mind? My brain.
Well, I'm a little back and forth on everything in terms of career.
Okay, well, then it's time to focus, isn't it? It's time to focus. Okay, so We won't get a prediction here. We're going to go straight to the, this is what you need to do. Okay. This is what you need to do. So if you're back and forth, means you have more than one choice to make in your life, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what you need to do is, in a quiet, meditative, kind of peaceful place, focus on your choices, A, B, or C, or write them down in some way. So you write them down and then you focus on each one. And then you have to pay attention to your body, not your mind. Get out of your head. This is not an analytical kind of thing, okay? This is pure feeling, emotion. This is pure what your body has to say about it. So you focus on each one of them. And then you decide which one feels the strongest or feels the best. So if you can even do it this way. You can rate it from 1 to 10. This feels like a 6. This feels like an 8. This feels like a 3. So you do that. And I'm not going to give you the prediction because this is your homework. And so what you do is going to focus on each one of them. How does it feel 1 to 10? And then you go, oh, that one's an 8. That's pretty good. I like that one. I'm going to follow that one for a while and see where it goes. Okay? But it's not analyzing. Yeah. It's listening to the body, listening to your soul, listening to your essence, and it'll come up and it'll give you the answer you need. But the 1 to 10 kind of clarifies and makes it easier to think, identify how strong the feeling is. Okay?
Yeah.
You can do this. It's very simple. You can do this. And this is a little bit of a thing that I would use in hypnosis to help people. Well, we're not going to hypnotize you, but and hypnotherapy and the NLP and all that craziness. So you just try to do that and see what you come up with. And you'll get it, like, real quick. It'll come to you. Because one of them is really strong, okay? And the other one's kind of like, well, maybe sometime in the future I'll get to that. Sometime in the future I might get that. Because no position that you do is forever anyway. You know that.
Yeah.
I don't know how old you are. By the time you're 50, you're going to be totally doing something different anyway. So it doesn't matter.
Well, I'm almost done getting my associate degree in criminal justice, but I don't know why, but lately I've been feeling more on the nurse side of things.
Okay, well then you compare the two and see which one you got to be in a quiet, meditative state. Don't get analytical on yourself and figure out and get to which one feels better for you at this time in your life. Now, one can help the other. One can help the other. That all the training in one, you're not throwing it out the window. You're going to use it, okay?
Yeah.
If you go into nursing, the criminal information will help you a lot in assessing patients and where they're coming. I mean, helping a certain type of patient. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. So go for it. You got it. Do it. Just do it.
All right.
And just say, I have made the right decision in my life. Just affirmation. I am making the right decision in my life. I am making the right decision. I am making the correct, the most positive decision for myself right now. Got it? Go for it.
Yep.
Got it. Okay. Take care. Have a fun weekend. Enjoy your party. Don't overindulge in whatever you do. That's your message.
All right.
Okay. Take care. Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
I don't know why I got that for him. You know, it's kind of strange when I get from spirit. Don't do certain things. I don't know. There must be a warning of some kind. I don't know why I get that. Interesting, huh? Why do we get certain things? Why does spirit tell us certain things? I have no clue. But they do. They know you. They know what's going on in your life. They know what you're trying to get in your life, what your future is, what you want. And so you don't want to do anything that limits your life, that holds you back from getting what you want, right? You don't want to be held back from getting what you want. Okay, so I'm waiting for other callers. If you want to call in, you want to talk about what your future is, you want affirmations, you want to see what dead people have to say to you, we can do that. And in the meantime, in the next 20 minutes or thereabout, well, let me do a little commercial. If you like what I do, if you enjoy what I do, if you enjoy being able to receive messages from spirit, if you want to go into your past lives, if you want to, my real purpose in helping you is to help you to rechange your thoughts so that you change your beliefs about whatever is going on in your life so that you can create and manifest what you do want in your life. You know, like a simple affirmation can change your whole thought pattern, or a whole session of what I call therapeutic meditation can change your belief system so you can believe in yourself that you can do. So I have two aspects of what I work with people on. First of all, is giving you messages in past lives that help you to get a message from someone who has passed about your life and where you're going. Okay. And then the second part, which I love to do, but I love kind of both equally. They're total different kind of things. Both of them are working as a channel because I'm working through spirit and spirit's helping me in either way. And then the second one is like a therapeutic meditation. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist. I've studied shaman practice. I've studied NLP. I've studied a lot of different modalities related to this, you know, inner child work, all this sort of thing. And it's about changing your beliefs, ridding yourselves of beliefs that limit you. Like, well, I'll give you an example. If you're seeking money, you might have a belief about money that just isn't proper. Like rich people are horrible and having money is a horrible thing. And money is the root of all sorts of, you know, injurious things or whatever, you know, old Bible stuff that you picked up somewhere along the line. You know, your thoughts, your beliefs, your beliefs are nothing more than a thought you continue to think. Think about that. A belief is nothing more than a thought that you continue to think. And then it becomes an action, right? Then it goes into action. And then when you're putting it out to the universe, that creates a problem, doesn't it? Because then you're magnetizing that thoughts and you're bringing more of them to you. You know, when you're magnetizing thoughts and you're putting them out into the universe is feeding back to you what you're thinking, your beliefs. And you're going to get more about what you believe. And if it's negative, you're going to get more negative. But if your thoughts are positive, your thoughts are about things that you really want, and you've taken possession of what you really want, bam, you get that back. Okay, so we're still back into party mode. Still Friday. It's Friday before the 4th of July. People are getting ready to go everywhere. I went out of town yesterday. Traffic was bad yesterday. Can imagine what it's like today. You ever travel on a holiday? Like today would be Friday. People are going someplace, you know, to go away, to visit family and friends. And so, okay. So be safe. Just be safe out there. So let me get into, and I'll check back with you folks. Daring to live fully. Okay. This is from 50 Simple Ways to Celebrate Your Life. And it's from an ebook called 500 Simple Ways to Celebrate Your Life. But we're not going to do the 500. That would be way too much, right? Now, some of these you'll like, and I'm not going to read them all because 20 is a lot. And we can, if you have some ideas, if you want to throw in some ideas, if you're in the chat room, or if you want to call in, if you have some other ideas to kind of celebrate your life and enjoy life this weekend, this is stuff you can do now, not like 6 months from now, right? Not from a year from now. It's like today, okay? Have a tea al fresco. No. Find a small coffee shop with tables set up outside, or pack a picnic basket filled with iced tea, chicken salad from the deli, scones, and a warm, crusty loaf of French bread, and head out to the park. That sounds like a Paris kind of thing, you know, sitting out in an outside cafe, have a nice cup of tea with maybe a scone. But the idea of the crusty loaf of, you know, my mouth waters when I hear the words crusty loaf of French bread. I know I shouldn't eat so much bread. I shouldn't eat a lot of bread, but it just sounds really good, doesn't it? It's not good for the waistline, and it's not good for the blood pressure because of the sodium. But, okay, we'll leave that alone. So pick your poison, right? You have to enjoy life. You have to enjoy life. Okay, go for a bike ride. Like John F. Kennedy once said, nothing compares to a simple pleasure of a bike ride. Better yet, ride your bike to a swimming hole and take a bathing suit and towel along. Now, I don't know if you can do that. I live in the city. But find a place that's a little bit more rural. You know, riding a bike here in Pasadena can be like taking your life in your own hands, in the cars and so forth. So you might want to find a place that's a trail of some kind. that you can ride your bike and you can feel comfortable and you can feel the breeze blowing against your face and you're having fun. And now we have bike trails along the different dry riverbeds, the San Ana Riverbed, the San Gabriel Riverbed. So find a riverbed with a bike path. Find a bike path someplace. You know, we can ride, if you're really so inclined, you could ride all the way to the ocean from inland here. So find a bike path that goes quite a ways and have some fun. Take some food with you. Take some water. Make sure you take your water because it's been warm. I don't know where you live. So think about that, a bike ride. Make it a group of people that take a bike ride together. It's not competitive. You know, you can have your old beach cruisers. You don't have to have the most expensive, fanciest bike to do this. Just go have some fun. Okay. I like this. And plant pots of brightly colored flowers. You can choose from many different, like violets and geraniums and for fragrant blossoms like jasmines. So plant some flowers. Okay, I'm going to ask you guys, what kind of flowers would you plant? What are colorful flowers that you suggest that other people can plant to kind of brighten up your garden or your planters? Now, you doesn't have to have a big garden. You can have planters with all the beautiful flowers, right? So what would you do? What would you do? What would you plant? So I'm kind of get some ideas, right? How about just giving a flower to somebody that you feel needs to have a flower? Maybe one of your neighbors or one of your friends that just needs a flower. That's a nice thing to do. Brighten somebody else's day up by just giving them a bouquet or one flower or a couple flowers just to say, I appreciate you. Here's a flower. I like number four, which I do from time to time. Find a George Carlin video on YouTube. And this particular person thinks George is hilarious, and so do I. And they have one that's posted here that you could. I like Julio Iglesias. Gabriel Iglesias. Hey, Gabriel, or Fluffy. His name is Fluffy. So if you go to YouTube and look up Fluffy, you'll find his videos, and he's hysterical. So find a comedian you love. Go to YouTube and listen to the comedian that you love. I mean, I like the Redneck Tour with Jeff Foxworthy and Ron White and what's his name? There's four of them all together. Oh, Larry the Cable Guy. Is it Larry the Cable Guy? Whatever. So then there's another one. Okay. Escapes my brain right this moment, but you know what I'm talking about. Go to the Redneck Tour and listen to their comic routines. They're funny. They're kind of not so racy. You're not so easily offended by their comedy. So that's a fun thing to do. Have some people over and listen to comedy together. Nothing like shared comedy. I mean, you can go to a comedy club or you could just show videos with your friends, YouTube videos on your TV, right? And just laugh hysterically. I like this one. Renew a friendship with someone you've lost touch with. Look them up, find their phone number, or email them, or do something. Touch base with somebody that you haven't talked to in a long time. See how life is, right? Got to keep it positive, though. Don't let them get all negative on you. We don't do negative here. This is not a negative show. We don't want to whine and complain to our friends or have them complain to us, and it's all positive stuff, right? Create a collage of pictures of your loved ones. Frame it and hang it up in a visible spot in your home. Now, wouldn't that be beautiful to have pictures like a picture album and take a collage of those pictures? Or even if you have to print them off your computer, if you're the kind of person that takes your pictures with your phones and you have them somewhere stored, print them out. And I believe if you're really into it, you can go to some place and you can take those files and they can print them out and you can have pictures that are really nice on nice paper. Try that. I like the next one. The next one's fun. And I watched some little kids doing this the other day. And I thought, I got jealous. I thought, I'd love to do this again. Blow bubbles. Get that little bubble thing and blow bubbles. Or you can get the bigger ones and you can blow bubbles. And blow bubbles with your dog. Dogs love to chase bubbles, right? you blow bubbles around your dog, your dog's going to go for it. And that's going to be hysterical, to blow bubbles and watch your dog. Cats are kind of like, yeah, one bubble, I'm out of here, right? My cat would go, eh, nah, that's not so much fun for me. String is good with a cat. Keep string moving in a cat. Okay. I like this one. Now, you could make these or you could buy these, but buy a nice one. Now, I'm thinking of, well, I'm thinking of something else, but okay. Get a delicious, gooey brownie. Now, if you're so inclined, put ice cream on top of it, right? And savor every morsel. So you really enjoy it, little bites at a time. You don't want to devour this thing too quickly. Make it a pleasure fest with your brownie and ice cream, or just a brownie by itself. I like the word gooey. You know, it's got to be gooey and rich. It just can't be dry. No dry brownies here for you guys. We don't do dry brownies. And we can do special brownies if you're so inclined. But they got to be gooey and fun with a little ice cream on them or whatever. Frozen dessert, non-dairy frozen dessert for this person, but the same idea, right? Okay, arranging beautiful flowers in a vase is a simple, exquisite pleasure. Buy your own flowers and make your own arrangement. Buy some flowers, make an arrangement, put them in the kitchen, the dining room, or someplace, and then you get to look at them and smell them, and isn't that a beautiful thing to do? So these are simple ways to bring a little more pleasure into your life, a little bit more joy into your life, celebrate your life a little bit more. Looking at my time here, making sure I'm not going to get through all 50. And then maybe I'll get through some more. I'll be back. Yeah, I think I will do a 4th of July show, and we'll do it early so nobody's going to miss fireworks if you're so inclined to do that. I like this one, and this goes back to my thought about flowers. Give someone you love a gift just because. Better yet, make it a care package or a gift basket filled with favorite things. Flavored coffee, a great coffee mug or tea if so inclined. You know, knowing the person a little bit helps. The book that you've been wanting to read. Microwave popcorn and all the Indiana Jones movies on DVD. Your favorite scented bath products and so on. Now, that's a kind of an expensive gift, but hey, well, why not? Or you can simplify it. Knowing a little bit about the person, give them a gift package, something that they would love, and hopefully they're going to share it with you. Hopefully you get to spend some time together and, you know, partake in the gifts together. That's part of this thing about receiving, is being able to share what you receive with someone you care about. But this is someone you love. Could be a special, could be a sibling. It could be the love of your life, or it could be one of your children, adult children, maybe in this case, but doesn't matter, you know, just something special. Well, actually, it could be a younger child, too, if it's something you know that they would really appreciate, you know, and make it simple little gifts that they would appreciate, make a little basket up. Just ideas. These are ideas to celebrate life. The next couple I really like. Get your picture taken by a professional photographer. Ooh, treat yourself in a nice professional picture of yourself, okay? Next one. I like this. Create a butterfly garden in your yard by choosing butterfly-friendly plants. Now, that takes a little research. You got to get onto Google and find out what are butterfly-friendly plants. You know what? I'm here. I'm having fun. Let's do that real quick. Let's see if we can find something for you on that one. Let's see if we can do a Google. I'll do a little work for you here on that one. Butterfly, okay. Let's see if there's anything that I can do. Okay. Okay, monarch butterflies like milkweed. Okay, dogbane. Okay, so morning. So, well, different kinds of flowers, the willow, elm, popular birch, nettle, wild rose. Okay, so there's some ideas. So look it up. I just Googled it, came up with some cool ideas. Or they mentioned hummingbirds. Okay. So what do you know about that? So there's lots of ideas. American painted lady, American snout, NS swallow, Baltimore cricker spot. Oh, wait a minute. So find something that they work with, okay? Yeah. You can look this up. I'm not going to spend all day doing this for you. But it's if you're inclined. It's kind of a cool idea, right? I like this next one, too. These are really great things. How about stretch out on your couch with a compilation of your favorite music strip. Read it, comic strip, not music strip, comic strip. Read it through from beginning to end. Laugh with your stomach hurts. So what's your favorite comic? Like, get a whole bunch of them. Or you might have to go on the internet and find this, you know, then just on your laptop or your phone. And I like to watch, you know, it's not reading them so much, but Simon the Cat. If you watch a lot of Simon the Cat, it's really hysterical. Okay, so pick your one. I like this next. I like all these to some degree. It depends on what time of the year it is and where you're at in your head. But plan your fantasy vacation. Do online research. Cut out pictures from the magazine. Collect brochures from travel agencies. And plan your vacation to the last detail. Don't censor yourself by thinking about the cost or when you're going to have the time to go. That's a beautiful idea. And we're back to the manifestation. We're back to about the affirmations. This is an affirmation. I have this beautiful vacation that I'm planning out. I have this beautiful vacation. I'm going on this beautiful vacation. And here's all the details of my beautiful vacation. I'm going to have a vacation. I am planning a beautiful vacation to, like for me, it would be the United Kingdom. Okay? I am planning this beautiful vacation to, I am going to the United Kingdom for a beautiful vacation. And then you start putting it all together and you do your vision board and you have it all up and you go, you look at it and you look at it every day. I'm planning on this beautiful vacation to the United Kingdom or whatever it is. I like this one. Learn to bake peach cobbler. Peach cobbler. I would say that this time of the year would, a good one would be, I'm learning how to make strawberry shortcake. Or I'm going to make myself a strawberry shortcake with all these fresh strawberries which are out there. Okay. You follow me so far that there's lots of great ideas to do. This is the 4th of July. And so find a place that has fireworks on the 4th of July. Find a place that you can go that you can enjoy the fireworks. Even if you don't have to pay. I mean, if you have to pay. I mean, just find a place that would be really fun to watch fireworks or a picnic or a musical event. So lots of great musical events this time of year in the parks. So, like, for example, I'm going to a musical event tomorrow. It's Roots. It's, you know, Dust Bowls, whatever that was called. I don't know. Forget about it. So do that. Find something fun to do this weekend. So I have about a minute and a half left. Let me see if there's another one real quick. That would watch the sunset. Watch the sunrise. So buy a bird feeder. Okay. Stop and listen to a street musician. Now, some areas, like I live in the city, we have lots of people that are, you know, street musicians. I like the next one, too. Now, you may not be in a case to buy, have any more animals in your life, but go to a pet store and ooh and ah at the puppies and kittens. Just enjoy their energy and make a wish. Manifest that each one of these animals, I know that each one of these animals will find a home. You're sending the energy out to the universe. I know each one of these animals will find a loving home. And just kind of put out that little affirmation for each one of the animals. I know that each one of these animals, and this particular dog or this particular cat, will find a beautiful home. And do that affirmation for these animals so that people will come and take each one of these into a loving home. What do you think about that? Well, we're almost out of time here. I will be back on Monday. I don't know how long the show will be. Maybe I'll make it a shorter show on Monday. Thank you for the calling in. Thank you for indulging me into my affirmations. hopefully those who listen to the show and the archive version of the show will come up with your own affirmations. Remember, I have, or I am. Those are the key words. I have, I am, I have, I am. Whatever it is that you're trying to affirm, make it yours. Put that magnetic energy out there. I love you guys. Be back on Monday. Have a beautiful day. Bye.